La pose ketende bokosoponda liagaria kosotulia. Oh, glory be to Jesus. Hallelujah. You are welcome to another week of divine encounter, another week of divine enlightenment. I can tell you certainly that the Lord God will bless you this week. Through this broadcast, the power of the Lord will come upon your life, and the grace of the Lord will overshadow you in the mighty name of Jesus. The Lord has laid it on our hearts, and we are starting a new series today that will run through Monday to Friday by the grace of God, Hearing from God. Or if you like, you can say Hearing God, but I call it Hearing from God. As a child of God, the Bible says in the book of John chapter 1 verse 12, the Bible says, he came unto his own, and his own received him not. But as many as received him, to them gave he power. That is John chapter 1 verse 12. To them gave he power to become the sons of God, even to them that believe on his name. One of the birthright of every child of God is to be able to hear God. Bible says, eyes have not seen nor ear heard, neither have entered into the heart of man the things which the Lord has prepared for them that love him. But he said, but as revealed is unto us by his Spirit. He said, for the Spirit searcheth all things, yea, the deep things of God. That is the book of 1 Corinthians chapter 2, verses 9 to 10. So it is the birthright of every child of God to be hearing from God. It is the birthright of every child of God to be able to identify the voice of their Father and to be able to take instructions directly from him. I am not saying the ministry of the pastors or the ministry of the prophets are not needed here, but I'm telling you, as a child of God, you must be able to relate with your Father directly, and not only that, you must be able to hear from him directly. You can seek the counsels of the pastors and prophets maybe for confirmation, but your life should not solely depend on that. You should not be a child of God that could not really pick information from the Lord directly. And that is why we are teaching in this series titled Hearing from God. But before I go on, I must let you know something. As the scripture tells us in the book of 1 Corinthians chapter 13, look at what the Bible says in verse 9. It says, for we know in part, and we prophesy in part. Now, when you get to verse 12, look at what verse 12 says. He said, for now we see through a glass darkly, but then face to face. Now I know in part, but then shall I know even as also I am known. What does that tell you? We are trying to portray the fact, the truth of the word of God to you, that there is no prophet, there is no child of God that sees heaven and the heart. Bible says we know in part, we prophesy in part. And that is what Brother Paul says. He said, we see through a glass darkly. That is it. We see through a glass. So no matter what you are claiming you are seeing now, whether in vision, whether in audible voice, or whether in dreams, whether in whatever, Bible says we are seeing through a glass darkly. He said, but then face to face. He said, for I know in part, and we prophesy in part. So I just want you to understand that. So don't let any pastor, don't let any prophet pretend as if they can see the whole heaven and the earth. No, every child of God is entitled to that. You are supposed to be able to hear from your Father. Prophets could be able to confirm it to you. Prophet could be able to tell you some other counsels of God as the Lord God will reveal to them. But as a child of God who is not a bastard, you should be able to hear from your Father. So we want to talk about hearing from the Lord right now. Now, the first area I want to talk about is, how do God communicate to people? How do God communicate with his children? Those are the things we want to look like at. We want to look at those medium by which God speaks to his children. We want to look at those medium by which God speaks to people generally. And then eventually, after mentioning those things, in the coming days, we'll be talking about how to activate our spiritual senses so that you can begin to hear from the Lord. Now, when we talk about how God communicates with his people, the first one, which is general, is what I call dream. Allah, which I called dream. And when you're talking about dream, dream is general to everybody, believers and non-believers alike. Yes, I want you to understand that when we talk about God talking to people through dreams, it is not just an exclusive right of believers. God also talk to unbelievers through dream. Yes, and we find that in the scripture. For example, when you read the book of Genesis chapter 37 verse 5, you will see how God talked to Joseph through dream. Yes, and Joseph was a child of God. Genesis chapter 37, well, I'm just trying to give you some examples in the scripture to let you know that dream is a general medium by which God talks to his children. Genesis 37, when you read line 5, Genesis 37, line 5, it reads, it says, "And Joseph dreamed a dream, and he told it to his brethren, and they hated him yet the more." So God revealed his purpose for Joseph through dream. So one of the general ways by which God talks to his children and God talks to everybody is dream. We saw in the book of 1 Kings chapter 3, how God came to Solomon by night after Solomon had offered 1,000 burnt offering. In the book of 1 Kings chapter 3, when you read from verse 5 down to verse 15, how God came to Solomon and God appeared to him in the dream and he told him, "Ask what you want, and it shall be given unto you." And of course, you know the story. And Bible says, when Solomon woke up, that is in verse 5, verse 15, Bible says, "Behold, it was a dream." So God could come to people in their dreams. Of course, you will have read about Pharaoh in the book of Genesis chapter 41, how God revealed the famine that is to come to Pharaoh. And that was the medium by which Joseph rose up. Malika posi katariado. Whatever we take you up this week, we begin to manifest. Whatever has to happen, that earthquake that needs to manifest, that rearrangement that needs to manifest somewhere for your life to begin to climb to the top, it shall begin to happen this week in the mighty name of Jesus. So we saw Pharaoh in the book of Genesis chapter 41, and how God showed him what is going to happen. So it is not a secluded right it's not an exclusive right of believers. God do talk to unbelievers through dream. The same thing happened in the book of Daniel chapter 2. We saw how God talked to Nebuchadnezzar. God revealed something to him in his dream. Of course, when he woke up, he forgot, and he called the magicians, and they could not tell him the dream, neither could they interpret, until Daniel intervened by the grace of God, who prayed to the God of heaven, and God revealed it to him again in the night vision. So what are we talking about? Dream is a general way by which God talks to his people. Let me tell you, till now, God still talks to people through dream. God still talks to his children through dream. God still talks to unbelievers through dream. So I don't know, many of you are very, I don't want to be talking about different kinds of dreamers that we have. I don't want to be talking about that, but I just want you to know that people still dream. So you have got to watch out. Some people dream. Their dream may not be very sharp and active, while some other people, their dreams are very sharp. Some people, if they dream today and they tell you something, you have to do something quick about it. If you don't, especially if it is a bad dream. So dream is a general medium by which the Lord talks to everybody, believers and unbelievers alike. But I've got to let you know that certain things control your dreams that you have got to understand. Number one, things that shape or things that could shape, things that could affect, things that could color, things that could decide the kind of dream you'll be having. Number one is what I call multitude of worlds and businesses. Bible talks about that in the book of Ecclesiastes chapter 5 verse 30. Bible says dreams come from the multitude of business. That is, when a man overworks himself, either in his mind or physically, mentally or physically, you tend to have some dreams. You understand that? So that does not mean the dream is from the Lord. When you are overworked mentally or physically, dreams could be generated from it. That is what the scripture tells us. That is one of the sources of dreams. Another thing that could shape in your dream is the kind of battles you are fighting. I don't know whether some of you used to have bad dreams, some of you cows pursuing you in your dream, some of you goats pursuing you, or some of you dogs, gigantic dogs, some snake. Yes, some find themselves inside water. Masua Pauli Kasuketeria Godobia. I must pray for somebody, and somebody must shout amen. That power that has turned your dream life to a battlefield, I command that power to be arrested today. In the mighty name of Jesus, let that power be permanently paralyzed in the name of Jesus. From today, your dream life is delivered in the mighty name of Jesus. So multitude of business, mentally or physically, could determine the kind of dreams you'll be having. The kind of battles you are fighting could also determine the kind of dreams you'll be having. Then the state of your heart could also determine the kind of dreams you'll be having. For example, if you have bitterness in your heart, it will color your dream. There is no way. If you have covetousness in your heart, it will color your dream. If you have lust in your heart, it will color your dream. If you have doubts, yes, death in your heart, it will color your dream. Sometimes if you have good expectation, have you noticed that sometimes when you are expecting something good, you will sleep and you begin to see that thing was given to you. We realize it might not necessarily be from God. It is just because you are being positive in your thinking. It is just because you have great expectation. So sometimes the state of your heart would also determine the kind of dream you normally have. Then number four, your foundation. This is a very serious matter. Your foundation. Bible says, if the foundation be destroyed, Psalm 11, line 3, what can the righteous do? One of the things that can shape your dream, that can determine the kind of dream you'll be having, is your foundation. If there are issues with your foundation, if there are bandages in your foundation, if there are deliverances that need to be carried out in your foundation, I tell you, you will have issues with your dream life. You'll just be dreaming. Sometimes you will see yourself on top of the roof. Sometimes you see yourself under a roof. Sometimes you see yourself inside the muddy water. Sometimes you'll be dreaming all kinds of dreams, because that is one thing about foundation. Foundation will shape a man's dream. That is why some people's dream, you cannot really pay so much attention to it, because the foundation. So if you really want you want to have a dream life that is sharp, you want to be having a clear cut dream life, then you've got to work on this. Number one, you've got to work on the way you exercise yourself physically and mentally. Yes, you have got to also take care of the kind of battles you are fighting. You have also got to make sure that your state of heart is pure. Bible says, be not conformed to the world, but be ye transformed by the renewing of your mind. You have got to make sure the state of your heart is pure. You have got to make sure the state of your heart is Bible says, we shall ascend into the hill of the Lord, we shall stand in his holy place. He that hath clean hands and a pure heart. Your heart of God will be pure. Bible says, blessed are the pure in heart, for they shall see God. So when you are pure in heart, in your dream you will be seeing God. You will not be seeing one tiger, one leopard, one python, one boa running after you. No, it will not happen, because you are pure in God. So you have got to clear your heart of that covetousness, of that lust, of that malice, of that bitterness, of that unforgiving spirit. Then also your foundation. You have got to keep praying every day that the fire of the Lord will go into your foundation, that the blood of Jesus will go into your foundation, so that when your foundation is healed, you can be having clear dream. You can be having straightforward dream. You can be having dreams that are reliable. God bless you in the name of Jesus. I pray for you, Masupra Okotolia, that the Lord God will sanctify your dream life in the name of Jesus. I pray for you that your dream life will not just be a battlefield, but a field of victory in the mighty name of Jesus, where you'll be having victory day by day, where your life will be renewed, where your destiny, yes, will be restored in the mighty name of Jesus. So by the grace of God, we will move on tomorrow. We'll be talking about other media by which God talks to his people, by the grace of the Almighty God. We have just examined dream today, and by the grace of God, we'll be talking about other ones tomorrow. Let me quickly say this, that God do talk to people through third party. God can send people to you, but that is not our focus in this study. We are not talking about God sending somebody to you. We are talking about you receiving from God yourself. That is what we are talking about. God could send prophets to you. God could send other children of God to you. God could even send unbelievers to you sometimes. But that is not what we are talking about. We are not considering that. We are talking about you receiving from God directly. It is what we do in the mighty name of Jesus. God bless you. See you tomorrow in Jesus' mighty name. Amen.